5 days later Ananias, the high priest, came down to Caesarea with some of the elders and a lawyer named Tertullus, and they brought a charge against Paul to the governor. When Paul was called in, Tertullus presented the charge before Felix, saying, "Thanks to you, we are enjoying abundant peace, and furthermore, the reform that has taken place for the welfare of this country is due to your good planning, Your Excellency, Felix. We accept all of this with many thanks always and in every place. So as not to prolong my speech to you, I hope you will listen to us briefly out of your kindness. We have found that this man causes problems and stirs up turmoil among the Jews all over the world. He is a leader of the Nazarene sect. He also tried to defile the temple of God, so we arrested him and wanted to judge him according to our religious law. But Commander Lysias came, and using force with us, he took him out of our hands. He commanded his opponents to bring their charges to you. When you interrogate him yourself, you will be able to know that our charges against him are valid." The rest of the Jews agreed that this statement was correct. The governor then gestured to Paul to speak. So he said, "I know that for many years you have ruled with justice among the people of our nation, for that reason I can defend myself with peace of mind. You can easily verify that I went to Jerusalem to worship not more than 12 days ago. My opponents never found me arguing with anyone in the temple complex or stirring up a crowd in the houses of worship or anywhere else in the city. It's impossible for them to prove to you the charge that they're now bringing against me. However, I acknowledge that I worship the God of our forefathers according to the way, which they characterize as a heresy, and I believe in everything that is in the Torah and the writings of the prophets, and I have the same hope in God as these men, namely the resurrection of the dead, both good and bad. For this reason, I always strive to have a clear conscience before God and people. After an absence of several years from Jerusalem, I returned to bring my people some gifts for the poor and to present some offerings. When they found me doing that at the temple complex, I had already been purified. There was no crowd with me, nor had I caused any turmoil. But there were some Jews from the province of Asia who should have come themselves before you to present their charge if they had anything against me. Or these men present here, can they possibly say what wrongdoing they found in me when I was tried before the High Council? Except of course this statement which I declared while I was standing among them, saying, 'You are putting me on trial today because I have hope that the dead will rise.'" Now Felix had a good knowledge of the way of Jesus, so he ended the meeting and said, "When Commander Lysias comes I will judge your case." He ordered the officer to keep Paul under guard, to give him some freedom, and to allow his friends to visit him and be of service to him. A number of days later, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish. He summoned Paul and listened to him. Paul told him about faith in the Messiah Jesus. As Paul was speaking about righteousness and self-control and the day of judgment, Felix became afraid and said to him, "This is enough for now. Go, and when I find a suitable time, I will summon you." He was hoping that Paul would give him a bribe, so he would often send for him and converse with him. 2 years passed. Then another governor came in place of Felix, his name was Porcius Festus. Felix wanted to please the Jews, so he left Paul in prison.